Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Truma, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Purim, Tavshin Peir, Lunish Beilir Nishpas Baruch Tzibur Venotzen. Baruch Tzibur Venotzen. Excuse me. Yonah Sabas Aliyazus or Alevi. First idea comes to us from the base Alevi, opening Pesukim to the Parsha. Vedaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Daber Benayis of Ilchali Truma Moshe. Chodesh Baruch Tzibur Moshe. Speak to Klai Yisrael that they shall take for me an offering. And says the base Alevi, really, if they're going to give charity, going to give tzedakah to the Mishkan, it should really say v'yitnu. What's this lashon of v'yitchu li truma? They shall take for me a carbon, right? What's v'yitchu? It should really say v'yitnu. It says the Beis Halevi is so beautiful. It says at the end of the day, when a person gives, and a person, that is truly taking for yourself. Because when you take the money, when it comes down to the mitzvahs you bring to the next world, are the only things that you give to others. Says the Beis Halevi, if a person gives tzedakah by stealing from others, his tzedakah is not considered tzedakah. A mitzvah that someone must fulfill by means of violating other commandments is not considered a good deed. When it comes to doing mitzvahs, says the Beis Halevi, the mitzvahs that you take, tafka, the things that you give. When you give, you're actually taking for yourself. The rak zehu shel, that's really considered yours. When you actually do good things and you do kind things, you're actually not just giving, but you're taking for yourself. This is the Ksav Sofer from last week. We said it, but we'll say it again. Ksav Sofer says, "Im kesef talva sa'anu yimach." When you give the mitzvah, when you do the mitzvah of tzedakah, make sure that you should do it in private. As an Indian of Barov Alam Hadras Melech, but when you do the mitzvah of tzedakah specifically, it should be you, and it should be you and the poor person alone. It's got to be done in a certain, in a kind and caring and a significant way. And when a person lives their life with this perspective, where these glasses of the Beis Halevi, that every mitzvah that you do, it's not just v'yitnu, but it's v'yitchu. Specifically when you do ben adam l'chaveru, says the Ksav Sofer, it's got to be done in a private fashion. You're not actually giving, but you're actually taking for yourself. That's the whole inyan of tzedakah. That's the whole inyan of mitzvahs ben adam l'makom, according specifically to the Ksav Sofer, the mitzvah of tzedakah. Beautiful inyan, beautiful idea for the Beis Halevi, Ksav Sofer. Moving on to idea number two. Number two comes us from the Tefer Shlomo. A few psukim later, still in Rishon, Chaf Hei Ches. Ve'osu li mitash v'shachanti b'soichem. Shnei mikfer mi amigdash v'shachanti b'soichem. You all know the Ashok HaKadosh who says v'shachanti b'soichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just live in it, in the basin. It should say b'soichem. B'soichem means in Klai Yisrael. And this is similar to what the Tefer Shlomo says here. Tefer Shlomo says that what is v'shachanti b'soichem means? It means that every single Jew wants to give to the Mishkan. V'shachanti b'soichem means that I live within every Yid. I live within every Jew. Every Jew wants to give to the Mishkan. The koyal ikra ashras shchina shahaya al pnimis nidvas liban shkolech v'echa b'tiburu shai magdishim nidvasim tzorcha mishkan. Everyone wants to be able to give. Everyone down deep is a giver. We had the schuz to have Rav Doiv Zinger here for Shabbos. So he said, one of the chaver asked him at the meal on Leil Shabbos, and he asked him, "Aren't you afraid?" You know, he's the head of the Rosh Yeshiva Yichol Mekor Chaim, and the religious Zionist. And he said, someone asked him, "Aren't you afraid that maybe some of the second chilonim will be affected? They'll affect your students." So he said, "Davka, the opposite. I'm afraid that my talmidim and my yeshiva is going to affect them." Because at the end of the day, when it comes to it, every Jew, no matter if they have a kippah on or not, they want to have the pintel yid. And even though if they don't have their kippah, they don't have their tzitzit out, everyone has that inyan. Everyone has that panimis, right? And what's going on in Tel Aviv? You told Chever they couldn't put on tefillin? Dafka lahachas, and you tell us you can't put on tefillin? Our neshama is now going to put on tefillin even more so. Even more so. And that's exactly what Rav Zinger said. He said at the end of the day, don't think that we're going to be affected by them. It's the opposite. They should be afraid that we're going to affect them. Because everyone has that pintaliyah, like the Chiddush Arim says, that mugin of Avraham. And no matter where a Jew is, no matter what a Jew has done to themselves, a Jew has that pintaliyah called mugin of Avraham, and has that pintaliyah, and that's exactly what really the Ashok and the Tefer Shlomo says here. The Shechan Tebisocha means that everyone has the pnimis to want to give to the Mishkan, which means to want to give to their bonushim. Beautiful idea from the Ashok Tefer Shlomo, and Rav Dov Zinger, and the mugin of Avraham, and the Chiddush Arim, moving on to idea number three. Here number three, we go two psukim after Chafei Yud from the Kli Yoker. V'asu Aron atzei shitim amasam v'chetzi arko v'amah v'chetzi rachbo v'amah chetzi komaso. So we're talking about the Aron, we're talking about different things. Everything is half, half, half. What's going on over here, says the Kli Yoker. So he says specifically about the Aron. We know the Aron, Chazal tells us that the Aron represents the Torah. The Aron represents the Torah. Says the Kli Yoker, such a beautiful idea. The more you learn Torah, the more you actually learn, the more you realize that you don't know. The measurements teach that people who learn Torah must always bear in mind that regardless of how much they learn, they didn't master it at all. The extent of their knowledge is only a fraction of the vast teaching and depth of the Torah. The more you learn, the more you realize that you actually don't know. The more you realize you have to grow and be able to go and continue, never to go cold. And this is exactly the whole Indian of what Adar and what Purim is all about. We know that Amalek is Asher Karcha Baderech. They try to weaken us and try to colden us and try to say, nah, you learned already, you don't have to continue on. But says the Baal Shem Tov, Asher Karcha means Krirus. Then it just happened to us, they try to make us cold. And our job is to be on fire for the Rabbon Hashem. Our job is to be on fire. Lo yichrev, lo yishtachave. To not be on fire for the Rabbon Hashem. Like Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro says, there are two ways to say walls in Hebrew. Choymos and Kiros. Amalek wants us to have Kiros, kar, lush, and cold. But ours, achoymos Yushalam. Choym, amcham, on fire for the Rabbon Hashem. To realize that we're never done. We always have what to do. And that's exactly why the Aron and other things in the Mishkan here, Davka have these hefts. The hefts show that even though we've learned so much, the more you learn, the more you realize you have what to do. And we have to continue on with our passion, our energy, and our enthusiasm, and our avodas Hashem. Beautiful insight from the Kli Yakar, the Baal Shem Tov, moving on to Adi number 4. A beautiful insight here we see from the Chayiz of Lin, according to the Sefer Emes to Yaakov. A few psukim later, Chafei Lamed Ches, talking about the menorah, Malkacheho Machtoseho Zohav Tohor. Its tongues and its scoops shall be of pure gold. Says the Chayiz of Lin, when is it Zohav, and when is it Tohor? When it's umach kacheho, umach kacheho machtel zov tor. When it's umach kacheho, what does umach kacheho means? That it's a tongue. It's taking to be able to the tzarchem shal Yisrael. You're taking in order to give. Then it's zov tor. Imasai hazov utor kasher hino levivichu umach kacheho tzarchem shal Yisrael. When you're taking and you're using those tongues and you're helping to help Klai Yisrael, that's the ultimate gold and that's the ultimate purity. When you're able to take all your talents and you're taking all your avodah Hashem to care for others. And says Rabbi Leibel Eger, that's the whole Indian of Purim. Mamash, one of the first Purim ideas, he writes, the paragraph that says, Mashloch Manos Ish L'Ereo, doesn't say the year here. He says, we know Chazal tells that in Gemara and Shabbos, that time of Purim was Kapalas HaTorah. And he says, the Ikra Kola, the Ikra of the whole Torah is obvious Yisrael. We know at the end of the day, the Sasema says that the whole reason the Haman was able to touch us because they were Am Mefuzra Mefura, because they were a scattered nation. But once we realized that it was all about coming together, Lech Knosis Kol Yehudim, together, then no one could touch us. This is exactly what Rebbe Leibel said. We're Zohar to the Yeshua. We're Zohar to the Yeshua because of the Nivas Lev, because we were Makachet towards each other. We were taking in order to give, not taking for ourselves, but taking for others. That's the whole end of Kabbalah Satorah. It wasn't just Kisha Chad Belevichad by Har Sinai. There was a Kisha Chad Belevichad also where? Also in Shusha Nabira. Kisha Chad Belevichad by Shusha Nabira. Beautiful insight from the Chayz of Lublin, or Belebele, also from Lublin, Belebele Eger, and the Sasemis on the power of Achtus, the power of caring, being united and kind and caring towards each other. That's the ultimate Zav, that's the ultimate Torah, that'll be the ultimate Geula. The ultimate Geula for Purim, the ultimate Geula, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, very soon, Bekar Mamash. Moving on to our D number 5. The number 5 comes to us from the Shem Yishmuel, Avram Asakashov, the son of the Avnei Nezer, the grandson of the Kotzker. Not sure what year it is, I saw a quote here in the Sefer, so it says over here, by the Mishkan, by the beams, Chav Av, Chav Aleph, the Arbim Adnei Kotzav Shnei Adonim Tachas HaKer Shehecha, Shnei Adonim Tachas HaKer Shehecha. There are 40 silver sockets, 2 sockets under one beam, and 2 sockets under the next beam. Says the Shem Yishmuel, what's his Lashon of Adonim, of beams? He says Adonim is actually Romes to Kabbalah Sobach HaShemayim, to Harait Aleph Dal and Nun Yun, which represents the Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person has Kabbalah Sobach HaShemayim, you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you have Aleph Dal and Nun Yun in your life, that's the ultimate beam. Says the Shem Yishmuel, Lashon Anus, Ki HaMishkan Nitzav Al Adonim Sharei Kol HaMidosu HiMikoach Kabbalah Sobach HaShemayim. You want to know why the Mishkan was able to stand? The Mishkan was able to stand because a Jew decided to have Kabbalah Sobach HaShemayim, to be able to stand up for the Ribbono Shel Olam, to stand up for what's right. And that's what the Kedushas Levi says by Lo Yichrev Lo Yishtachav means. Lo Yichrev Lo Yishtachav means, right, it should really be that he didn't bow, and he didn't bow to Haman. Lo Yichrev Lo Yishtachav is Lashon Asid, says the Kedushas Levi. Kedushas Levi means that no matter, not a Mordechai and not a Jew in 2020, no matter if you're Republican or Democratic, we have one president, and the president is the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's the ultimate Kabbalah Sobach HaShemayim. The ultimate Kabbalah Sobach HaShemayim is to realize that we have one king, and that's it. It reminds me also of Rabbi Elazar Geldzahler. We know the Gemara tells us that the same way you enter into Av, and you have to lower your simcha, Mishu Nichnas Adam Marvim Simcha. So it says sometimes it can be hard. to be joyous the whole month of Adar. But what would happen, says Rabbi Elazar Gelzar, when if you would see someone eating meat in, during the 9 days, you would say, what's going on? And you know there's no siyum. You would go crazy. Maybe you would damach haschus, but you would ask him, no? You would ask him kasha. You would ask him, what's going on here? It's the same way you would inquire to someone why he's eating meat during the 9 days. The same way we have to inquire to someone in the month of Adar. No? You can't be upset. It's Adar. Right? Just like you would go over to someone to Av, what are you doing? It's 9 days, you can't eat meat. The same way you see someone not being happy, it's Adar. That's also Kabbalah Sonach Hashemayim. The Mamash to try to force ourselves a little bit. To force ourselves to be a little extra besimcha, because it's Adar, you have to. How could you not be? That's Kabbalah Sonach Hashemayim means, that is Hashem Yishmuel. Adonim, that's what you want to know how the Mishkan stood. It stood through Kabbalah Sonach Hashemayim, and that's Kiddush Leiv, from Blazer Gelzal. Also, this applies to the whole month of Adar, to have the comparison between Av and Adar. Make sure to stay besimcha. Let's review these five ideas. The pasuk says in the beginning of the parsha, "Biyichu lishuma." It should say, "Biyinu lishuma." You should give. What's biyichu? Because when you actually give, you're taking for yourself. A real mitzvah, especially beranum lachaveru, you're giving for yourself. The things that you take for yourself, they're gone. It's yours and it's gone. But you take that $10, you take that $20, you give it to an ani. That's nitzchis. It's forever. Tzaymamashu reporkin. That's ksav soifer on last week's parsha. In kesef tavas ani imach. When you give tzedakah, it should be you ani imach, and that's it. Nobody else. Because that person who has those sensitive glasses understands that's what it's all about. But you and the ani and nobody else not putting it on, not tainting it. The second idea of from the Tever Shlomo v'Shachanti b'Soichem, similar idea to the Ashra Chodesh of Shanti b'Soichem, not Ela b'Soichem. Says the Tever Shlomo, everyone has the Nediva slave. Everyone wants to give to the Mishkan, and that's exactly what the Dov Zinger said in Eretz Yisrael. And even when there's quote unquote the secular Jews who live next door to his yeshiva, in his yeshiva, you think maybe they'll be affected? No, he's afraid that they're going to get affected. Because maybe their pintaliyah is going to be on fire. That's the whole idea of Chiddush Harim. Everyone has that pintaliyah inside. And that's what Purim is all about. The reason why we get drunk on Purim is because we want the pintaliyah to shine. To mama shine, to be on fire for the Bona Shem. The third idea said from the Kliyakar, why is it? By the Aron and other things as well, it always says halves. Because the Kliyakar says the Aron represents the Torah. For us, it reveals that our Torah learning is only half. We're never satisfied. We always want to grow and more. Then we'll never be satisfied. Baal Shem Tov says that the Amalekar tries to tell people to tell us that you're done. Shekarcha b'darach, to make sure that our learning and our downing is cold. We have to be on Chomes Yosham, to be firing in our Torah, firing in our Vodas Hashem. Beautiful insight from the Kliyakar and the Baal Shem Tov. And Rabbi Ephraim Shapiro from the Sarmah of Mordechai Shapiro. The fourth idea is from Chazal of Lublin. Makochel, Zav Tor. When is it Zav Tor? Makochel, when it's for Klai Yisrael. When you're using the Chazarchem Shal Yisrael. It's ultimate gold and ultimate pure when you're doing it for Klai. So that's what Blabel Eger says, the ultimate. We know Kabbalah Satara didn't just happen, Kabbalah Satara Dafka by Harsina, and that's what happened by the times of Purim. Once we got together, says the Tzvah Semes, Amos Mefuah changed from Lechinos to Kol Yehudim. We got together. We were Zohar to the ultimate Gula. What a message in Achdus and the message of Pnimius, of what it means to be together in one family, in one nation. Finally, fifth and final idea, the Shem Yishmor says, the Adonim, the Mishkan would stand on these Adonim. What's an Adonim? Adonim is the Lashon Anus, the Lashon of Kabbalah Soch Shemaim, of having one master in your life, to understand that the whole Inyan of the Shechina standing was Kabbalah Soch Shemaim. That's the whole Indian, what it means to be a Jew. Right? The Kedushas Levi said, Lo Yichrav, Lo Yishtacha, that means, the Kedushas Levi says, it didn't just mean Mordechai didn't bow, no one would bow. Well, we have one God, we have one Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what Blazer said, the same way you would react to someone in the 9 days, you have to react to someone in the other, it's other, how can you not? That's called Zomach Shemayim. When you try to push yourself, even though it may be a little hard, you push yourself a little, because it's talk other, you have to be Zohar, to be Hashem. To take these lessons, of that our mitzvahs are nitzvahs, and the mitzvahs specifically, Berad HaMachaver, we do in private our nitzvahs, to understand the penimis, the good within every Jew, to understand not to judge things on the outside, but to be able to always look for the deeper aspect of every single Jew, to look at everyone as a holy neshama, to understand that we're never done in our Avodah Hashem, always growing specifically in our Talmud Torah, never done, always on fire for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, to understand when we're one nation, to have achdus, to have that the camaraderie, that community, that sensitivity, and the caring, to be able to understand at the end of the day, that's what Matan Torah was all about, that's what being the ultimate gula. And for the final of the Indian Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, in a whole Avodah Hashem, as Hashem Yisbach Shkoyach, in an Oleh Gurun Rosh Chodesh, Odesh Shkoyach.